Praise the Lord, saints. We wanted to use the prophesying time today to both review the Memorial Day conference that we enjoyed last weekend, as well as prophesy on the morning revival we had for this week. So I'm going to begin with a brief review of message one of the Memorial Day conference, which was outstanding. The general subject of the conference was the spiritual warfare of the church as the new man. And the first message title was The Church as the New Man, Engaging in Spiritual Warfare to Defeat God's Enemy and to Bring in the Kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So I'll begin just by reading a few verses in Revelation chapter 12. So you can just listen. Revelation 12 starts with a vision of two signs. The first sign was a woman who was with child. The second sign was a great dragon, a red dragon, which is the devil. And then it says, the devil's tail drags away the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was about to bring forth, so that when she brings forth, he might devour her child. And she brought forth a son, a man-child, who's to shepherd all the nations, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Amen. Then in verse 7, it says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels went to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred with his angels, and they did not prevail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the great dragon was cast down. Anyhow, this gives the background of this conference, which is war.
Amen.
There is a war raging today, which we may be unaware of, but we need to become conscious of. And this war is between the devil and God.
Right.
And you could see in these verses that the devil was standing before the woman. The woman here signifies God's people. And the woman was bringing forth a man-child. And this man-child is what the devil was really focused on. He wanted to devour that child, but he was not able to. So this gives us a little background of the conference for last weekend. So we need to realize that God created us. He created man for the purpose of fulfilling his eternal purpose, which is given to us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. He created man in his image, according to his likeness, and gave him dominion. So that man has these twofold functions, to express God and also to reign over the enemy.
Amen.
All the creeping things. So that first man that he created was a corporate man. Adam was a corporate man. Adam and Eve together were called Adam. And that first man failed. He failed to fulfill Genesis 1:26. So Christ himself came in incarnation as a man in order to live a life that fulfilled Genesis 1:26. So if, as you read the Gospels, you realize every place he went, he expressed God. If you wanted to know God, you came to Jesus, because he was the very expression, the very embodiment of the triune God. And he also reigned over the enemy and all of his power. Everywhere the Lord went, he cast out the demons.
Amen.
He was victorious in every case,
yes.
Every instance. He fulfilled fully Genesis 1:26. Then he went to the cross and he crucified the first man, the old man. That first man became the old man. And the Lord terminated him on the cross. But the Lord also created something on the cross. He not only terminated the first old man, he also created a new man.
Amen.
With the goal that this new man would corporately fulfill Genesis 1:26. Even though the Lord fulfilled that verse in Genesis, he still needs a corporate man to fulfill that same verse. He fulfilled it individually, but there's a need for it to be fulfilled corporately. That's why we're here.
Amen.
That's why we were born.
Amen.
We weren't born to live the American dream. We were born to fulfill Genesis 1:26 corporately.
Amen.
This is why we're here today.
Amen.
So this is why the Lord created the one new man on the cross. And this one new man needs to mature and grow and develop and to fulfill Genesis 1:26. The Lord needs us. The Lord has a need today, and that need is for a one new man to fulfill Genesis 1:26. So one of the points in the outline says, spiritual warfare is necessary because Satan's will is set against God's will. So all the turmoil we see on the earth today, all the wars, all the violence, all the seemingly unexplainable things that are happening, horrific violence, unexplainable things going on that are only explained when you realize this hidden warfare is going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Satan's will is against God's will. This is the source of all the violence and all the warfare in the human life today. Even within our own families, there's turmoil, there may be discord among us. This is all the result of this hidden warfare. So we need to rise up. We need to be a voluntary offering.
Amen.
Give ourselves to the Lord that we could cooperate with Him to fight this battle.
Amen.
He wants His creature man to deal with His creature Satan. God won't deal with Satan directly, even though He terminated him on the cross. There's a need for us, a corporate man, to carry out his sentence on the earth.
Amen.
So the last section in this outline was a quotation from Psalm 110, a marvelous psalm. This verse in Psalm 110 says, your people, that's us, will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare.
Amen.
Your people will offer themselves willingly.
Amen.
In the splendor of their consecration.
Amen.
When we offer ourselves willingly, this is a splendor to God.
Amen.
But He needs our voluntary offering.
Amen.
No one of us can be a warrior to fight this battle by ourselves.
That's
not God's intention. His intention is together we would be a corporate one new man.
Amen.
To fulfill Genesis 1:26 once and for all. This is why we need to come to the prayer meeting.
Amen.
The prayer meeting is where we stand together as the one new man to carry out God's purpose on the earth.
Amen.
To defeat the devil and to chase him out of every aspect of our living that he may be in.
Amen.
So, in the prophesying this morning, you can speak about either the Memorial Day Conference or the morning revival that we enjoyed this week on the peace offering.